informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Olive with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Tropical Cyclone Alfred is making moves on Queensland's shore, with residents from the Sunshine Coast, Brisbane and Gold Coast areas being urged to monitor warnings. A large amount of rainfall is expected over the next few days. The worst conditions are likely to fall south of the cyclone, with possible daily rainfalls up to 600 millimetres. Mr. Christopher Lee spoke this morning on its growth to Category 2 storm, saying the high rainfall is at most concern with authorities. A renewable energy project in Queensland may be revised pending discussions with the traditional owners of the land. The Barumba Pumped Hydro Project was estimated to cost $18.4 billion, with construction having meant to be started this year. Instead of cuts and delays have obstructed proceedings. The company producing the plant respect Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communities. A representative from the Cabi Cabi Nation stated the discussions were no little matter. The project is part of the former Labor state government's plan to power 2 million homes with renewable energy. In national news, Australia's new Pacific engagement visas have been slammed for being slow, costly, and causing unnecessary stress on applicants. The PEV was introduced as a new way to grant permanent residency to Pacific Islanders, with many working in Australia when applications opened last year. Of the 50,000 applicants, only 3,000 would be randomly granted the PEV. However, 5 months after applications closed, only 5% have been granted, leaving many Pacific Islanders stuck in limbo without any word on the status.
Also in national news, the residents of Leonora are turning towards Indigenous elder Miss Cotterill as the region becomes one of the many Australian towns without a bank. Miss Cotterill is providing support and aid to her WA community as the town of Leonora faces hardship without a nearby bank. Last June, Miss Cotterill has addressed the Finance Industry Conference publicly, calling for aid and support for her rural community. The banks are telling them to download an app on their phone so that they can get into that app and follow the prompts and activate their PIN, Mr. Cotterill said, but they are unable to do that. Ms. Cotterill says that she hopes more solutions will be implemented soon.
In international news, two Australians are embarking on a horseback ride on the world's longest highway from Argentina to Alaska. Olivia Cases and Ben Hahn have started the journey, which will take them 7 years to complete. The idea sparked at a Christmas party last year, and within the days, flights were booked. They moved after 3 weeks, buying horses and preparing for the trip. They shared their anecdotes that it's a nice way of travelling and discovering about the people we meet. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is high, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Tuesday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.